7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Friday, October 26, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Look at our pretty little faces there. We are married. So aside of that, let's keep rolling on. Keep rolling on here. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you'd like to be one of my friends, please do. Again, thank you for the response. Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, sorry, we're on the road right now. Got a couple more days at in the state of North Dakota doing high schools and the such. Street teams, tea parties. We're going to do one church, too.
You got it.
Yeah.
There is one church out there.
There is. Well, actually, there's a lot of churches here in North Dakota. I mean, everywhere. Where there is buildings, you can always find a church.
That's right.
In North Dakota.
There's a cluster of people, and there's not a lot of them.
I know.
They are there.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know, if you haven't noticed, you know, because we're told this and we're inundated with this information constantly. Jake, did you notice the land shortage? I mean, did you notice that again?
I know, it's overpopulated out here as we were driving.
Completely.
And I thought if somebody breaks down on one of these roads that we're driving on, they're in big trouble.
Totally.
They'll starve before they get to the next person. But wait a minute.
But
that's not a land shortage.
No. As a matter of fact,
there's a lot of land.
You could take every human being on the globe, in this planet, and give him 1,400 square feet in Jacksonville, Florida. Just go up in an airplane.
Just that.
I know, I was talking, I was driving the bus out here, and actually I just looked to the left, and I said, oh, that's right, did you guys remember what the land shortage that we're having here? Mm-hmm. Because it is, and people believe it.
Yeah. When's the last time
you left the city? 40 years ago? Right. 50 years
exactly.
ago?
That's why when you're sitting in the city, you think, oh, man, you know, we need abortion. We need birth control, because there's
too many people
here.
Yeah, that's... They've been stupefied.
And then you come to North Dakota where there's no shortage of jobs, A.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of land, B.
B.
And there's no shortage... You know, there was a Kohl's.
No, let's get to C. Come on,
C would be Kohl's.
Okay.
Kohl's department store. This isn't a plug for them. They literally built a store in Minot.
Okay. Mindrot.
But they can't open it because they can't hire somebody, enough people to work there. How many jobs are available in North Dakota.
Well, dude, we know that. We've been hiring for how long?
That's true.
I mean,
It's true.
Lines have been open. And,
dude, you mean like I got to like work and stuff?
Why would you want to work when someone named Obama
and
the American people have fallen for this, man, in 99 weeks?
I got an Obama rally to go to. I can't work today, boss. You know what? Forget about it. I'm done.
Yeah, there's the bird, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Serious.
Obama's the man.
I think you are.
Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Can you tell? I just want to make sure. Because, Mr. Other Guy, it is...
a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Indeed it is.
You know that conduct trainer that was trying to train us with their conduct? Just didn't work out very well.
Yeah?
I think he went to an Obama rally, too.
I think he did, too.
I give up, man.
You mean, so there's like two people there?
That's right.
Okay.
There was two of them.
All right.
Guy that wouldn't work for Kohl's, and then the guy who wanted to...
For our listeners, if this is the first time you're listening, Romney... Obama, not caught up into the WWF at its worst. I haven't seen Romney. It's just, guys, it's so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the other day I said, can you imagine having one of our presidents from the 60s? Let's go back to JFK.
Sure.
Let's go to Eisenhower. Let's go to any of those guys.
Do you know how, crap.
I mean, their education would so belittle both of these guys? Mm-hmm. It's sickening. Because they, back then, at least they were talking about things that mattered in our country rather than things that don't matter.
Sure.
And now they've exchanged principle. Mm-hmm. And it, folks, just keep in mind, if we have the right principles, we can't come up with the wrong results.
Right.
And what we've done is we've left our principles, and now we have the wrong results. And as I've said so often, if you get them asking the wrong question, you don't have to worry about giving them the right answer. And now you got two jokers out there. The audacity
literally,
of this man running for a re-election. Mm-hmm. The audacity of the American people to even tolerate. I don't even care if there's a complete wash of Obama, because that's the way it's looking right now, by the way, friends.
Yeah.
But I don't even care if there was a wash, a complete washout, and Romney took it by a landslide. I don't care. It's still the fact, and I know why people want to get rid of Obama, because he's a criminal. I get all that.
Yeah,
but what are you exchanging it for? And that's what really bothers me the most.
What are you so
because
happy
he's such
embrace?
A fish that flip-flops back and forth. It's sickening. And why did the American people get caught up into this catch-22 to basically put yourself in a position to have to choose one of the two that the establishment or the elitist gave us?
Yep.
When in fact, we don't have to put up with it, friends. We don't at all. Just ask Ross Perot, by the way.
6 months ago, people weren't accepting
like
Romney, and now all of a sudden they're excited to embrace him. That's a scary thing.
Yeah, it is.
And that also shows the mob. That's democracy.
Let's say that again.
6 months ago, people were not impressed with Romney. They were not sold on him. And now all of a sudden they're excited to embrace him because they can't stand Obama.
Because it was given to the American people as the only option that
That's
we
right.
had. Well, who gave us that decision, friends? And this is how, by the way, that is Russian-style indoctrination.
It sure is. We're actually going to see a little bit of that in Russia with the last election, how Obama's actually mimicking some of the campaigns.
Hey, dude, is this crazy? He's got forward everywhere.
Yep.
He's not hiding it, friends. Forward,
what's forward
is a communist slogan.
What's forward? We don't know what forward is, because we're a new generation that's been brainwashed through the public school system.
The only difference between Obama and Stalin is Stalin had great hair.
He had a mustache, too.
But he was a mass murderer, wasn't he?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Well, if you look at Obama,
and
on
he didn't
his
shave
watch,
it
how
like
many
halfway abortions? Yeah.
How many abortions? I don't even know if Stalin has
241 times that joker voted against abortion.
Yeah.
This president, friends, even wanted to make sure that if a baby was alive when it came out in partial birth, that there was another doctor there to make sure the baby was snuffed out.
Yep.
That's what you are dealing with.
Straight cold-blooded murder.
And let me ask you, what's the history of Romney on that?
Mm-hmm.
Ramen noodles?
Flip-flop. I mean, back in the day, when it was good to be pro-choice.
Forget about his record of having to pay for it. Bradley, you're hurting the cause. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Whose cause?
Strengthen the
truth. That's the question. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. 25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Sorry, friends. We are on the road right now in the state of North Dakota. And we're in the process right now of just trying to get through all these people.
Yeah. North Dakota overpopulation has a shortage here. Yeah. They have a shortage of phones, too. There's a land shortage in North Dakota. Yeah. I just want you to know.
Did you see the guy with the horse populated? And the buckboard?
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy. He looked like Paw from Little House on the Prairie.
They're so overpopulated, they can't even have cars. They got to drive around with, like, horses.
And their kids. I mean, they actually got their kids in high school in barns back over here.
Yeah, the lady who invited us here, her name's Brandy, and her family has a horse carriage. She says she doesn't travel in the winter much because there's no heat in it.
Yeah.
But she's still.
They don't have heat out here neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even heard she supports things like homeschooling.
You know what I did see, though, is I've seen a lot of these oil reservoirs and I've seen these gas reservoirs. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of curious, why isn't America tapping into this? And I mean, gas is almost $4 a gallon. And
that's right. Because there's a shortage.
Incrementalism to European prices, friends. Hello. Yeah. But go ahead.
There's a shortage of land, and there's a shortage of gasoline, but yet you come to North Dakota, and there's nothing but a surplus of oil and a surplus of land.
Well, just don't look that direction.
That's right.
You know, just if the government said that it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist.
That's true.
Just keep paying $4 a gallon. You know, you got to believe what I say. Although I can't tell the truth, and I don't know how to tell the truth, just believe me for what I say. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yeah. And, folks, if you want to see for yourself what is going on out there, just get up in an airplane and fly around for a minute. Because it's not the way that it's being told to the American people at all. People are happy in North Dakota, too. But I would be happy, too, knowing the Sons of Liberty are there.
That's for sure. Yeah. Yeah. We are here through the weekend, folks. So if you're in North Dakota.
We're like coffee in the morning, even to our listeners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
It's true.
It's like coffee in the morning.
It is, and I'm drinking some right now, and it is good motor oil.
And folks, the second best thing to listening to us is going to our Facebook page, The Sons of Liberty.
Yep.
You can find a lot of great things. Number one, every Friday, as you know, Bradley Dean produces a commentary for WorldNet Daily. It was on the front page again. It's called Obama's Transparent War on Women. You want to talk about a war. This man is at war with the women's womb. He's telling women to vote with their lady parts in his campaign ads.
You want to get that? Go ahead.
Now he has another lady who's giving out a plea on his campaign named Lena Dunham.
Lena.
It says, Lena Dunham.
Does she have one leg?
You said
Lena, not Eileen.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Not Eileen. Okay. Lena, her cousin. Okay. Your first time insinuating that women should go out and vote and give their first time to Obama. Now, what is that insinuating? Now, most people have never heard of this woman, and don't feel bad because...
I'm not being condescending, really, Jake, but she's talking about the first time and so on and so forth. And when I looked at her, I thought, do you even know what you're talking about?
Yeah,
that's
probably
kind of
not.
How that was the case that she was in.
Not by experience.
No.
But
and I don't mean to make
go
one of God's creatures. I don't, because we're all fearfully and wonderfully made. But in this situation, they're so debased.
Mm-hmm.
They have no dignity, dude.
That's what they have to find.
I mean,
and
it's like throwing manure up in the air and letting it land on your face.
That's a great point. That's who they find, is those that have no dignity. Why? Because the generation prior to them didn't take the time and the pains to put the dignity in them. And that generation is the one chasing guys that are two-faced and trying to catch up to the liberals and say, slow down, slow down. But this campaign ad was taken. If you go over to Russia, anybody heard of Russia? There's a man named Mr. Putin.
Putin?
Putin? Is that how you...
No, Putin.
Oh, it's Putin.
Yeah, dude.
What is
Where
wrong
is
with
been?
Me?
Man, you sound...
Yeah, I got to get up on my chops.
Totally.
Of,
you need to go into a college in America, dude. You should know how to say his name.
I would know Putin then
what
if I went to college
problem?
In America.
It sounds like we're being facetious, but we're really not. You that's almost sure. have to be facetious because people in this country have been so stupefied and dummied down
yes.
they don't even know what's right anymore. But it's nobody else's fault except ours.
That's right.
Yes.
And that generation will fight you tooth and nail. But this campaign ad was copied from Putin.
Mm-hmm.
He did a campaign ad the same way, insinuating that a young lady should vote for Putin like a young lady would have sex.
Putin. P-U-T-I-N.
Putin. Gosh, I keep getting it wrong. But talk about how debased this is and a war on women.
Do you want to tell you what you did?
Article.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I have it right in front of me. Thursday, Dunham, 26, declares that her first time was with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Voting, that is.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That's hilarious.
Isn't that funny? I mean, isn't that a little demeaning there, Barack? That someone would say something like that and you think it's cute. What's interesting too, friends, is guess where he's at? He's in the colleges. Like we've been trying to tell you, 68% of the vote in 2008 went to Mr. President Barack Hussein Obama. And who did he go to? The demographic of what? 18 to 31 years old. What's the problem? Conservatives? What's the problem, patriots? Yep. Let me go back to this. On Thursday, Dunham, 26, declares that her first time was with Obama. That's cute. Voting, that is. Your first time shouldn't be with just anybody. Maybe it should be with your husband. What do you think of that, lady? You want to do it with a great guy. Dunham says it should be with a guy who's beautiful, someone who really cares about and understands women. Really? Well, if we look at Barack Hussein Obama, does he understand women? Because if you look at Islamic law, friends, whoa. That's some pretty hard stuff. If you want to go to WorldNet Daily and look at my article, which is on the front page, you want to talk about a war on women? He advocates this stuff, friends. And it's not just over, or I'm sorry, it's not just outside of the womb, it's also inside the womb. Go ahead and look at what he's doing for Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
Against the blacks and against the Hispanics. And you blacks and you Hispanics out there that have fallen for this guy, hook, line, and sinker, I'm kind of curious to know, when did you become a racist?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm really sick and tired of it. I really am.
Oh, what do you mean racist? He's black.
Yeah.
It's obvious that Romney's a racist. And what all those conservatives are racist.
But I'm curious. How did Obama get into office, Jake? Who voted that guy in there? And it showed the growth of the American people. It wasn't his victory.
That's
it
right.
was the American people's. They were happy that we had a black.
You got it.
Presidents
That's
in office. And what did he do when he got there, friends? He attacked the Constitution and everything that you know America to be.
That's right.
And he meant to desecrate it.
And he attacks women, like you see in the commentary on The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Bradley's video. Now, this is shocking, folks. It's 3 minutes long. You have to watch this. This is a topic that many people understand. Okay, Islam is bad. We should be Christians. I get it. No, you don't know to the extreme that these radicals go to with their own family members, with women, how they will
check it out,
beat them in the streets. You have to watch this. It's 3 minutes. It's worth your time, folks. It's on Facebook at the Sons of Liberty. It's also on the front of WorldNet Daily where Bradley's calling
it. And just to let you friends know out there as to what is the readership. The last Jake just got a what would you call that?
The last tracking sources.
Yeah, a tracking source. Thank you. Yeah, folks, we're getting up to 100,000 reads. On our articles on WorldNet Daily. So, folks, it's really out there, and that's just one outlet,
right.
Not one of the
five
six.
Other,
that's right.
Five
Thank you.
Okay.
But so we have Obama's ad. We have this little airhead, Lena Dunham, literally. And again, I don't mean to condescend her, but, folks, she needs some help. She says, my first time voting was amazing. It was this line in the sand. First I was a girl, now I was a woman, Dunham said. Dummy said. That's what it says. Dummy said. And I went to the polling station. I pulled back the curtain, and I voted for Barack Hussein Obama. And boy, oh boy, let me tell you, my communist friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, if you believe everything I'm saying right now.
Isn't that cute?
But there you have it. Thank you.
Isn't that cute? And then you go. And you go
Thank
and find.
You. All right, good for you. Okay, all right.
Man, a hand.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you go and you find right below that video.
Is
on
Is that a
Facebook.
Fool and folly, by the way?
Yes, it is.
All right. We're not to answer them.
No, yeah. We're not. We're not to answer them. But I'll tell you what, folks, it makes me irate. And as we just did a school today, and we had countless teenagers in front of us, and as we were speaking to them, as Bradley, you were addressing them, here's another generation, whether the private
we
school
We were indoctrinating
school,
these students right, with right. our founding documents.
That's right.
Yeah.
With what everyone, well, a lot of these teachers were younger, but some of the older teachers.
It was
what
great.
They were taught.
Yeah, I walked in the hall school. And I looked at a bunch of these teachers, and I said to them, I said, what are you girls doing?
Hey, kids.
And I said, oh, that's right, you're teachers.
That's right. Mm. They're getting younger. But
see,
you know what?
Now what they're doing is bringing us coffee and cookies.
Yes. And the cookies are next to none. Again, this is with the Amish woman that brought us here to town.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Is there Amish,
Amish
people? Is there Amish people?
Amish.
Yeah.
She I didn't see any Amish. I did see some of those buckboards
yeah,
and those
buggies.
Horses. Yeah.
The buggies.
Come on, Clyde. Move, Clyde.
Did you see Laura?
Laura.
Ingram. I'm sorry, Laura Ingram.
Laura Ingram? Laura Ingalls?
This is some good coffee, guys. Thank
Woo!
You. Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Laura Ingalls Wilder?
Yeah.
No, I didn't
I
see
forgot
her.
The S.
I didn't
Man,
see
Man, you're
her,
starting yeah. to sound like Putin.
Putin?
Yeah, instead of
Putnam?
Putin. Yeah.
Putnam?
Yes.
That's his name. Putnam.
That bad guy.
Going back to that, actually, if you folks, you want to see that video that we were just talking about with Obama's campaign, right below it is Putin. Gee whiz.
Oh, see this?
Folks, I'm not even drinking coffee.
That's what I was just going to say. That's how bad it is right now.
Putin.
Yes.
Putin's video.
Yeah.
That was the predecessor of Obama's mm-hmm. video. Where is he getting his feedback from? We just mentioned a couple days ago. Why are all these communist leaders, why are all these dictators endorsing this man?
Yeah. Because he's just like him.
Right out of the playbook, man.
Hey, birds of a
right out of
feather,
the
man.
And as we were talking about yesterday, I think it was on the bus when we were on our way out here. Folks, I'm in my 30s right now. And kids that I went to high school
Some young man, and he's not Chinese, and he's not from Bangkok.
That's right. I got bored.
Yes.
Not only did I quit elementary school because of the recess, but I quit college because I couldn't stand it.
You need to tell him why.
A lot.
Hey, listen.
Because of recess.
Jake,
I just don't
quit the elementary school, friends.
I don't play.
That's right.
No, I just don't have time
They
to
had
play.
Recess.
The teacher's
and because
like,
they had recess,
yeah.
Jake went to the teacher at 5 years old and said, right. Listen, ma'am, I'm not going to recess
she's
because
like,
I don't play.
She's ringing the bell. I stay in my desk. Everybody else is running out. And she's like, Jake, it's time for recess. And I said, no, I got work to do. And she said, no, it's time to go play with the children. I said, I don't play, lady.
That's right. And why are you
saying that? And she said, this is a public school. You'll do what I say. And I said, no,
and,
I'm out of here.
And then here comes mom.
That's right.
And it's all
oh,
over right
buddy.
There. That's what we need. We need women out there that are attack dogs yep. that will stand up for the truth. I'll tell you what, it's all over for the libs, friends, the communists.
Amen.
Yeah?
It's done.
All right. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll come right back. Halfway, friends. I wish we could take some phone calls. We are live from North Dakota right now. And we're going to come back and talk about a couple more topics and see how smart we really aren't. I mean, are. That's why people listen to us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Vote for radio.
You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, you can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio. And advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com. That's advertise@GCNlive.com. Vote for radio.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, coming at you live from the state of North Dakota, doing high school assemblies, a couple tea parties, tea party, the church, and we'll be back home next week. And then back in the saddle again.
Literally.
Saddle, get it?
A lot of horses out
yes.
here.
Yes. Let's get to business here really quick. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell broke with the Republican Party during the 2008 election. Remember, friends, Colin Powell is a black dude. To endorse the then-candidate Barack Obama for president, calling Obama a transformational figure. With 12 days to go before the presidential election, Powell publicly endorsed President Obama for re-election on CBS this morning, Thursday. I voted for him in 2008, and I plan to stick with him in 2012, and I'll be voting for he and for Vice President Joe Biden next month. And despite his endorsement of a Democratic candidate in two presidential elections, Powell says he remains a Republican. I think I'm a Republican, a more moderate mold, he said, before adding, that's something of a dying breed, I'm sorry to say. We're not.
No.
I mean, when you look in Scripture, Jesus said either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And when I look in Scripture, I don't see gray.
No.
Yeah, and I don't see where people have to make their interpretations of what's right and what's wrong, because it always comes back to morality. Right. But in this particular situation, it's interesting that Colin Powell is voting for Obama because he's a principled guy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, read the headline.
Totally principled.
So he says it. We've come out of the dive, and we're starting to gain altitude. Who is he referring to? The American public?
He's referring to the black community, friends.
Oh, yes. So it's...
And keep in mind, I have a black guitar player. Yeah. This isn't a racial issue to me. It's a right and wrong issue to me before God.
Yep.
Men are making it a racial issue. And I'll tell you who's making it a racial issue. These black folks are.
That's right.
And they're resurrecting the race card, which doesn't belong to this generation, and that's what jacks me up about it. Mm-hmm. Because, listen, I just did a high school assembly. There was one black kid here. Everybody treated that black kid just like it was. It didn't matter. And that's how it should be. Everybody, we're colorblind.
That's right.
Because the Bible says that we're all of one blood. All nations are one blood. Yes, indeed we are. We all bleed the same color, friends. And when you look at this kind of stuff, Colin Powell is a racist. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Say what you will.
That's exactly why he voted.
That's exactly why he voted for him.
And when he says things like, we've come out of the dive and we're starting to gain altitude. Look, you know what? If you're going to embrace and be proud of your color, that's fine. I'm proud I'm a white guy. I'm sure the black folks are proud of their... But who cares about that? That's secondary to principle. Who is our creator? We all have the same creator. And when we exalt his principles... It
and isn't it interesting? Do you ever remember watching Good Times? When I was a little kid, the Good Times used to be on. And they used to have a picture up on the wall, Jake, and it was a black Jesus.
Black Jesus?
Yeah. I've even had Jewish people say to me, Bradley, Jesus is a Jew. So what? He died for my sin and he died for yours too. What does that matter? Huh?
Doesn't matter.
Well, why do we have to put a white face on Jesus and a black face on... I mean, would it go to Asian? He's Chinese over there or what?
I've seen that as well, yeah. I've seen the Asian Jesus.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Yep.
How does that work?
I'm not really sure, but I do know this. Jesus definitely wasn't white, because he comes from the Middle East. So chances are he probably was blackish.
Serene. He was Jewish, dude.
So what?
Yeah. Well, these are the people making it an issue. I'm not. Here, let me go to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
The communist news there recently reported.
The Red Star.
Okay, listen carefully. Right on the front page, friends. They are constantly inundating people with propaganda.
That's all they got.
To the stupid people, the useful idiots. Let me go on. Jose Johnson gathered petitions against the Texas poll tax as a teenager in 1945.
Okay, so can I explain the poll tax?
And it's a black dude, by the way.
That's right.
Yes.
The poll tax was they would charge people money, you know, because you got to pay the little old ladies behind the tables and they got to have cookies. You would charge certain classes of people money that you knew couldn't pay it to vote. So then guess what? They wouldn't vote. That was a poll tax. Poll tax, clearly discriminatory.
Yeah. Can I go back to MLK? Because he's one of my heroes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't this the guy that said black power is as dangerous as white power?
You got it.
Did these people seem to forget that? Because what I see is the Al Sharptons of the world and the wannabe MLKs and the Jesse Jacksons of the world, they're racist.
Yes.
They are completely racist.
As a matter of fact, we got a comment on our Facebook just regarding the Powell thing. Powell's true colors, this guy says.
That's right.
Out once
again. Good for you guys.
What a despicable racist fraud and coward.
That's exactly what he is. That's exactly what he is. Let me go on with this. Jose Johnson gathered petitions against the Texas poll tax as a teenager in 1945. Mm-hmm. Okay, why are you bringing us back to 1945?
Exactly.
And worked for the right to vote in Mississippi in the violent Freedom Summer. Two decades later, now nearly a half century after the Voting Rights Act was enacted to open the polls to all, the 82-year-old civil rights warrior is bringing those sad tales home to fight Minnesota's proposed photo ID requirement for voting. Really?
Whoa!
You want to say, Brother Jose, you are one confused brother from another mother. What does that have to do with anything?
He has traversed from literally Texas.
Well, hey, listen. Hey, listen, I wonder if these black folks, these kind of people, these racist black folks, I wonder if they, when they go through the TSA line at the airport, I wonder if they're protesting there, too.
Oh.
You know, because you have to have ID to get on an airplane, right?
Yeah.
Or what about the UN coming in and enforcing, you know, against the conservatives because they don't want you to discriminate? But yet I didn't see the conservatives out there threatening people. I did see the Black Panthers doing it.
I saw that.
But see, what they're doing is they're attacking anybody that disagrees with them.
That's right.
Communism.
And what they disagree with is the communism, and that's the most scary thing.
Okay, but the point, Jake, when they fly, do they get mad at the TSA, too?
No,
that we don't need it there.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't need it there.
We need it at the election booth because we are fundamentally transforming the foundation of this country, as Obama said.
Yeah, and what happens if you try to get on an airplane, Jake, and you don't have voter ID? Can I cry racism? Can I cry discrimination?
Well, you could, but it wouldn't do you any good.
No, it wouldn't.
You wouldn't get any press on it either.
What if a black dude went and did it, Jake, with the TSA? Man, you racist. I'll get Obama on you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what are they going to say?
Stop protesting that. You look like a fool. Get over there where voter ID is.
We need you there. We need you as a political battering ram right there, stupid.
And we'll get you a free airplane ticket.
That's right. Let me go on. This is Jose Johnson. Okay?
Jose.
Jose. I highly doubt his name is Jose like Jose.
Jose?
It's Jose.
That's kind of like when, what was the country that Obama used in the debates again? Pakistan!
Oh, yeah, yeah, Pakistan.
Yeah, so
our ancestors died. We're talking about poll,
yes.
Voter ID in Minnesota Jose. Here, okay, being promulgated by the propagandists in Minneapolis here. Mm-hmm. Our ancestors died, said Brother Jose.
Uh-huh.
Young children were punished.
Well,
homes were bombed. Churches were bombed.
That is true. Yeah.
This shows you to the degree of the mentally ill people that you are up against, friends. Johnson, the first black regent, that's what it says, at the University of Minnesota, told a group of elderly voters, mostly black, at the community center last week, people were defined the right that we take for granted and we will lose it, or November 6th, we don't get out and vote no. Talking about the Homosexual Marriage Act.
And voter ID?
No, this is confusion. That is everybody with me on this? This, I told Jake during the break, friends, I said, this is confusing to people that don't see it through.
Yes.
It's like, oh, okay, government knows best. Look at how confused the government is,
yep.
Friends. They're blaming everybody that disagrees with their new political ideology. Let me go on. The linkage between Selma and St. Paul, listen, and between Jim Crow and photo ID has emerged as one of the hottest buttons in the debate over proposed changes in state election laws. What does that have to do with any of that, friends?
Nothing to do with
that. Absolutely nothing. They are resurrecting insurrection, friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're doing. And by the way, civil rights, friends, MLK was a preacher. It was an issue of law, not an issue of color.
It was an equal.
But what are these people doing? They're true colors, just like the our brother sent us, right?
Mr.
Who was
John,
it?
Mr. John Mollett.
Thank you, John. You're exactly right. That's their true color. Yeah. This is their true colors. And you have the communists trying to help them along, and they're only using the black communities for their purposes, only to throw them away. And if that's not the case, I was from North Minneapolis. You should go over there sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You should see how much they really care about the black communities,
yes.
The Hispanic communities, the Asian communities, the white communities, the white poor communities. You should see how much these people, the Communist News, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, how much they really care about the poor people over in North Minneapolis. Maybe these people in Minneapolis should just go across the bridge, and you should see, if you care about them so much, why don't you go back to the politicians and start telling them what the problem is and feed them and clothe them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come on. And you be the first one to donate.
That's right.
Yes.
Because they will feed them and clothe them, but with your money and with your clothes.
As they steal.
That's right.
That's
right. They're doing their part, correct?
Yes.
Education is a weapon, Joseph Stalin said, and this mentality comes right through the public education system. And kids, when they're out of this, a great example is on a Facebook thing going back and forth with a gal I went to school with who happens to be Asian. And she said to, I said to her, how do you think black folks feel about homosexuals equating their sin with the color of their skin? And then she said, how do you think black folks feel about a white man co-opting their blackness to justify their hatred? Unbelievable. But that's what they're taught to spin, folks. Again, our moral absolutes have to be based on the Bible. They have to be based
totally.
On Christ, and that's where it's safe.
Yeah, not color.
No.
Well, that's the device, that the is. Divisiveness of man.
Mm-hmm. And once it's divided, then it's easily conquered, both sides.
I think if we're going to have these problems, I just noticed this when we came into town yesterday.
Yeah.
I noticed it was talking about food for public schools, and it said vote against. And I said to Jake, I said, it's as if the government comes in, it brings in an implementation of a new idea.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let's begin to tell them what they can eat and what they can't eat.
Yeah.
But if you want to make sure that it's stopped, then you have to vote against it.
Yeah.
And I said, Jake, we have it backwards.
That's right.
They have to seek permission before they do stuff like this, but they're not doing it that way.
Right.
They're doing it first, and then they're not even asking.
Exactly.
They're not even asking. They're doing it first, and then they say, well, vote yourself out of it then.
That's exactly what the mentality now of federal government is. The federal government comes upstairs, up. To the platform like a Pelosi when they give us Obamacare or whoever it is, and they say, well, listen, the Constitution doesn't tell us that we can't do this. No, dummy, the Constitution tells you only what you can do. It's not you can do anything
yeah.
but what the Constitution
thou
says.
Thou shall not, yeah.
That is the purpose of the Bill of Rights, to limit even more, to make the lines even clearer that, hey, in case you didn't get the memo on the Constitution, this is all you can do. These are the guidelines that you will never
But it's
ever,
evolving,
ever
Jake,
promise.
And they want to come and redefine.
There's positivism.
In my lifetime, we've gone from Eisenhower to George W. Bush. We've gone from John F. Kennedy to Al Gore. If this is evolution, I believe that in 12 years, we'll be voting for plants. How true is that? Who said that?
Lewis Black.
Lewis Black said that, because I ain't that old, by the way. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back with the last segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back out. after this break. Yeah. How come you don't have your headphones on, Jake?
Thank you.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, Bradley and Jake. Folks, Deuteronomy 1:13 says, "Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you." That doesn't mean you have to be an Indian to be in a tribe. That's not what he's talking about.
That's a tribe, and it's also significant of a state or a local jurisdiction. That's exactly what Moses was talking about. And those are the directives our founders took into church government when they took from among them each individual, men of truth, hating covetousness, and people that wouldn't be brought into a position where, oh, I've got this power, and then lord it over their neighbors. Yeah. And that's also why local government was so important, because you couldn't get away with that in the house.
That's right.
But then when you get these federal bureaucrats who travel huge distances and they never see their constituents, of course they're going to play, because the cats are away. The cats are back home. They're not watching.
Wait a minute. So like when the cats are away, the mice play?
Oh, they play.
Yeah.
They play.
Yeah.
And they leave little droppings everywhere. And folks, America can see those droppings every single day.
Don't want to step in it.
And they stink.
Yeah, they really stink.
The point is to get a mouse trap called the Constitution and
Amen.
Trap their folly.
Amen.
And snap
Well,
it.
Actually, the people would be that.
That's
yeah?
right. That's exactly right.
So.
We're the liberty's teeth.
Okay. Isaiah 9:16 says, "For the leaders of the people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed."
That's right.
That's right.
So, oh, our stupid leaders. No, if you're led by them, you'll be destroyed. That's not their fault.
No, it says, for the leaders of the people cause them to err. But wait a second. And they that are led of them.
That's right.
So they're making a choice to follow this folly. And they are destroyed therein is what they are. Mm-hmm. And they are at length. Hey, the blind lead the blind. They're all in a ditch, right? They all end up in the ditch. Go ahead, you finish your last point, or were you thinking about some candy here?
God did not create Adam and just leave him a body and a corpse without, he had to do what next? He breathed his spirit into him.
Yep.
What did that do? That gave the ability for Adam to act, to think, you know, to live with his wife, to have children, all these choices he could make. That's no different than us. We're not like corpses that need to be led around by law or government. That's not the objective.
Wait, by what?
You're right. I need to rephrase that. That was very good. I was thinking about federal law or bureaucratic law.
Give me the fly
law.
Swatter, somebody. Yes.
Law. When I refer to law, let me be specific.
Remember where the law ends, tyranny begins.
That's exactly right. So we are to be led not by people, bureaucrats, but what they create as supposed law. We're to be led by God and His laws.
Yeah.
And we're also leaders.
Get in the vehicle that works. Law. Yeah.
Leaders are accountable to that same law. How about they're them and we're us? No, they're not. The two are one and the same. We are the life of the government. Without us, without we the people, remember that? We the people, there would be no Constitution, hence there would be no federal government.
Hence.
That's King James.
You know, a lot of times, even when we're writing articles, people are like, dude, I'm trying to figure out how you're doing this. Well, I study King James a lot. And my commentary, I read pretty much every day of my life. I think I've read Redden. See that? You hear that?
Redden?
Yeah, that's like old
that's
English.
That's really old.
Yeah, that's like old English. See that? You guys have polished that one? Okay. But when I read King James and I write, even when we'll do it, because what I'll do is me and the co-producer of the show, Heather, will go back and forth on the letters and we fine tune them and then we have the crew come in and we read them off once we get up. It takes about 5 hours per column just to show people what goes into it. I don't want to say regurgitation. I just want to say the continuous
process.
The process of writing these letters are almost grueling to the point of like, okay, when is this going to come? When is it going to be the right way? Because what conflicts is my King James. It'll always come out. And people say, well, why did you say it like that? And then what happens, you get the modern idiot reading your letter and say, man, look at the way that you wrote the letter. And it's like, it's King James version, dude. I've even had experienced columnists say to me, what does that mean? When I'm talking about 1,100,000, you remember that? And he emailed back and he said, what does this mean? I said, that's old King James. Like, I felt like you didn't know what I was talking about, but he really didn't know what I was talking about because he's not accustomed to reading in that fashion, whereas I am. Mm-hmm. And all of I study the generals of God, the elders, the John Wesley's, the Charles Spurgeon's, the Prince of Preachers, the Wigglesworth, the John G. Lakes, the John Alexander Dowie's, the
Luther's,
in some cases,
Cromwell's,
Calvin. Totally. And Cromwell, dude, what a hero of the faith, dude. To me, a modern day Gideon, and then you go back to Martin Luther, who, you know, and by the way, in every one of these guys, where they follow Christ, I agree with them 100% where I see the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of these guys are an heir where they follow their own doctrine rather than God. So friends, don't sit there and say, well, Martin Luther, he hated this and he was, I know, that's great. Mm-hmm. But if you look at David, he fell too.
Yep. And you can't mimic the spirit of Christ by yourself. You can't conjure that up. So where you identify Christ coming through these men, you can say, yep, that is Christ.
Because scripture tells us in Hebrews 3.
Associated with the name, because I know John Bush does, freedom to travel as well as I have and stuff. And so maybe if it's topic related, I think that there is certainly enough relating to wiretapping, whether it's the, you know, Ademos thing and yours and the Glick decision and everything.
I've never been charged with wiretapping.
Oh, okay. So this couldn't be brought under that.
They haven't charged me with wiretapping. I'm hoping they don't charge me with wiretapping. I don't think they can charge me with wiretapping. But, you know, just because they can't do something legally doesn't mean they won't try. Right?
So then why would you?
I mean, they knew I was recording. It was pretty clear I was recording.
Right. So the disorderly, then, how do you...
I shouldn't be talking about
against that, then?
No,
I mean, is it...
He's not on the radio today. No. We're not taking any calls from David.
Malkin,
we can't.
No.
Yes.
Michelle, please.
Who's that?
Seriously.
I don't know who that is.
It's a gal who writes columns.
Well, dude, let's go over to Fox for a second, just for a quick second. Just because when you get out, right before we get in the bus in the morning, we either see CNN or Fox.
Right?
I'm trying to figure out, why are these women dressing like a bunch of porn stars from the day?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
oh, fashionable.
Is this a fashion show, or is this about the preservation of our country?
It's about the preservation of our country. That's exactly what it should be about.
But why do they get their shirts down like that? It's like, honey, look at this garbage. Mm-hmm. It's pathetic. Yeah. What's the problem?
I don't understand.
Yeah, what's the problem
with
our country?
America? Why do our daughters come home pregnant from school?
How much time do we got left? We got 4 minutes. Okay. I wanted to go back to this goof that did the commercial.
Oh,
friends, everything that we've been saying to you for the last 12 and 13 years.
Lena Dunham.
Okay, she's an actress, right?
I mean,
why are they trying to demoralize the American people? Mm-hmm. And by the way, what Obama did through this actress by doing this commercial, why are they doing that over in Russia, friends?
Exactly.
Why are they trying to demoralize the people?
Exactly.
Boy, we're all over the boards, but this is important stuff. And that provoked a thought. And when we come back to this, because when they demoralize you, then they can control you,
can't they?
Because now they're your daddy rather than God the Father who gave you your sovereignty.
And you'll sell yourself out as long as you get your 3 squares a day and you have a place to live.
Yeah.
And everybody's free and equal.
Yeah,
right?
Until you get AIDS or until you get chlamydia or until you get herpes or until you end up pregnant and you go and then you're guilty of killing one of your babies because the president of these United States, the new version of it, says, no, go ahead, do it, man. I'll even help you. I'll pay for it.
Exactly. And then the problem isn't, why are we getting AIDS? It's, well, we need more AIDS treatment. We need to have universal health care.
I think I know what the problem is. The church isn't doing its job.
It's the only problem.
Law, judgment, mercy, and faith. No, we don't do that. Remember we stopped on the way down here just yesterday?
Yeah.
It was freezing cold in the state of North Dakota.
Woo!
We're live out of North Dakota right now, friends. It was so cold, but we had to stop and eat. You know, we do that once in a while. Mm-hmm. And I looked up on the wall, and it said, they have a little youth pastor party.
Oh,
isn't it interesting?
Instead of
preaching the cross of God unto salvation, right? The power of God unto salvation. Isn't it interesting? Now they just draw them in with tons of candy and free hot dogs and over 30 carnival games. And come to the new church we have here. It's right by Walmart.
Yeah.
And come and see what Jesus will do for you.
Oh.
No, let me say this, friends. He already did it. He already died on the cross. Now teach them. We hear this all the time, and I want to set the record straight. You know what? God bless America. God bless America. God bless America. Oh, we hear it all the time. God bless America. Yes, indeed, friends, He has blessed America. Yes, indeed, friends, He has blessed America. Now I got a good idea. How about we show Him our gratitude and bless God, America? Let's bless God now and teach this is the problem. All the problems, all the fallout that we talk about on this radio. Mm-hmm. Here, let me tell you what the resolve is. Get away from this garbage. Because, folks, this is false doctrine. What you're seeing, remember when Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Herodians. Mm-hmm. The church and the government, Jesus always walked right down the center of it.
Yes,
straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Not tons of candy and free hot dogs and over and a bunch of church nerds coming to church and they bring their friends and like, I don't want to know Jesus like that.
Yeah.
That looks like you.
Thanks for the hot.
Well, let me tell you something. He doesn't look like them.
That's right.
He's a man of war. He's a line of the tribe of Judah.
And he sits at the right hand making intercession for us so that we do. Christ has done. God has blessed America. Our part to play, going back to Adam. He didn't just create him and say, you're a corpse.
Hey, is that why we're doing high school assemblies, Jake?
Hey, that makes
sense. We're sewing into our
posture to
Isaiah 58 and Isaiah 61. What are we doing? We're restoring the old past.
So you would actually
laying the foundations. There you got it.
You go to the younger generation and teach them of Christ and show them by example?
You would have to.
And where would you go for that? A school?
Yeah, I think so. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you in 23 hours. Tomorrow, Saturday, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time, though. And we will be talking to you about... that's right. We'll be talking about... You're going to have to find out. Same Sons of Liberty time and same Sons of Liberty. Yeah.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.